When you first see Mayumi Oda's work, it looks somehow familiar, and you'll forever recognize it after that.
I'm a happy activist.
Ever heard of such a thing? Artist Mayumi Oda isn't griping about anything in her work. Called the Matisse of Japan, in Oda's art, imagine a loosely brushed goddess surfing, a comical Daikong five times larger than its cart. Gardens and Buddhist imagery abound in bright, transparent colors. The pieces in her current show relate to the Hindu goddess Sarasvati.
She's a goddess of creativity, and also she's compassionate, and compassion and creativity is two-way that people can change the world.
Oda's maintained a Zazen meditation practice through her adult life. I asked, what does mindfulness mean?
It means being here now.
How do you do that?
Meditate. You know, you sit, be quiet. You live in a life of about what cell phone tells you, but actually, you're just here and breathing, you know.
What is your mind doing?
Quiet.
How do you not think?
Not to talk, like you're doing it. You know, just be there with your heart, not talking. So I can't explain to you while I'm talking, you know.
Oda grew up in Japan and spent years in New England, New York, and California. Why did you choose Hawaii?
It's not just Hawaii, but the place called Keala Kekua. Originally, it's called the Keala Keakua, Pathway of God. Incredible star you can see. Fog is gone, the sky's clear, water is clear. It's incredible. So basically, I moved here because I love that night and the star. It really feels like you're the part of the universe, you know? I love that feeling. I'm a part of a big universe.
Now that's a great feeling. Mayumi Oda with Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.